is a recording with Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, Ascension number 002007R9. Reverend Toh, you have actually written a few songs. Would you like to tell me exactly the number of songs that you've written?
I've written 100 songs and choruses, but mostly songs.
At what age did you start writing them?
I began in 1969 when we went to live 6 months in the Holy Land at Bethlehem. And there I had a good fellowship with Dr. and Mrs. Carlson, American missionaries of the Independent Board for Presbyterian Foreign Missions. And Bonnie Carlson, the wife, loaned me a small book of these folk songs. And the folk songs, their tunes are very beautiful. At any rate, I wrote my first song is I Want to Walk Where Jesus Walked, based on the tune of I Walk Today Where Jesus Walked. It's a very beautiful song, but my lyrics are quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And from there, I began to write songs.
Under what circumstances do you write songs?
Well, you must have an inspiration that comes over you, that stirs up your heart, mm-hmm. that the words will come, but usually with the help of a good tune.
Mm.
That's how I write. When a tune inspires me, the words come easily.
Right. Any particular setting, place, or timing when you write a song?
Well, the Holy Land was really a good setting because when you walk over the places where Jesus walked, that evoked a very warm feeling to say I'm walking where my master walked. And so I wrote quite a few songs based on the geographical situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bethlehem Sunset Hymn is one of them.
That is the most interesting hymn. I wrote it in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The words just flow so natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Under what circumstances was this song being
written? Well, that was the last song I wrote. The next day, we left Bethlehem for Singapore. Mm-hmm. And that evening, as I sat there in the twilight, the words just flow so easily. In a half hour, I wrote the song.
Yeah. There's actually altogether 4 stanzas to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're talking about the sun and how you feel God's holy presence.
Presence, yes.
Yes. Bethlehem Sunset Hymn, I Want to Walk Where Jesus Walks, When Daylight's Fading, Winter Moon. Such songs appear to be very personalized. Can you comment on that?
Well, Winter Moon was this. We went to the Shepherd's Field. Well, the Shepherd's Field is quite big, so everybody claims this is a Shepherd's Field.
Mm-hmm.
And we claim our Shepherd's Field. We went down there to size up the situation for the Christmas Eve service.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only a few nights. It was very cold. The sky was clear.
Right.
But the winds blowing really stung you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be down to about 40-odd degrees
mm-hmm.
Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
And then this evoke in me the feeling of our poor Savior living in an animal shed without any windows or wall to cover. So he must have felt very cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Winter Moon came up, because the moon was also very bright.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote Winter Moon. It was winter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, your papers and pen, were they all ready?
No. After I came back from the scene, then I wrote it.
Yeah. Which year was that, do you recall?
That would be the winter of 1969, near Christmas time.
What about the choice of the music, Dr. Toh?
It happened that a young man staying in the Bible college here, not a Bible college student, but he was an outsider, but I received him. A Christian boy, he sent me a Christmas card with the music of White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, oh, that's very familiar, so that gave me the inspiration
right.
to the tune of White Christmas.
So usually the music would come and then the words would come along.
That's right. The music will first inspire my heart.
Right. And
the
How
words.
About the introduction of the songs to loved ones, friends, congregation, the songs that have been written by you?
Well, I can tell the story of every song.
Yes, please.
But which song do you want to refer to?
Let's start with Winter Moon, since we're talking about Winter Moon.
So, because I was going to be the speaker for that Christmas Eve service, in which I introduced myself as the fourth wise man. The other three wise men all brought gifts. I said, I'm the poor fellow coming from Singapore, the fourth wise man, but I brought myself. that's how it went.
Mm-hmm. How did it go with the congregation then?
Oh, of course, they like it very much, because I was the only Chinese in the whole of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows me. When I walk around, they say, the Sini. Sini is Chinese. Eh?
Sini.
From the word Sino is China. Eh? Mm-hmm. So Chinese is called Sini. Mm-hmm. So when I go and have a haircut, they also know me.
Right. Okay. What about when daylight's fading?
This was during a time of songwriting in America. Mm. It was written in Orlando. Mm. I went there I cannot remember exactly, maybe the year after I went to marry off my daughter Jemima mm-hmm. to Jeffrey Koo mm-hmm. and the wedding was solemnized in Clearwater.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was the next year when I went again. Mm. I cannot exactly remember. And I wrote altogether 17 songs.
On the same year?
It was in a great mood to write. Mm. So we came to Orlando, and the young people say they want to go to Epcot and Disney World. Mm. So I remained behind to write. Mm. And during that time, I wrote this When Daylight's Fading. And the tune was very inspiring. Mm-hmm. So the words also came very easily.
Right. How did the tune come about?
Again, I have a songbook of folk songs. Mm. And as I tune, I turn to them and I hum the tune where it inspired my heart, so I wrote.
When Daylight's Fading, the lyrics seem to suggest a very reflective mood.
Yeah. Yes. Well, maybe I should reflect on my coming last days as you get older. So I put myself in that mood to write, to comfort the hearts of the older folks mm-hmm. and to point them to the way to heaven.
That's right, because it says, my life's journey is run, and soon the dark night's falling, and the weary ones come home. Can I hear my Saviour calling me welcome? So it does evoke a reflection.
And especially to help the aged who may not be saved.
When was this song then introduced? When was this song first introduced?
Oh, immediately. After singing it, writing it, the next day was Sunday. And we went down to Cape Canaveral. Mm-hmm. The pastor was my classmate. So he took it for granted that when I come, and I suspected that he would call me to preach, you see. Mm. So when he got me to preach, I sang this song for them.
Okay.
That was the next day we used it.
Right. Two other songs on the Holy Land, Bethlehem Sunset Hymn, and also one that is the Yerushalayim, Zionist Come.
Well, Yerushalayim was provoked by Dr. Carlson. He says, Every poet must write one on Jerusalem, pronounced as Yerushalayim. And if you don't write anything on Jerusalem, you are not counted a poet. So that got me to thinking, and the circumstances that provoked me to write was that we visited one of my teachers. I had two lady teachers. We went to learn modern Hebrew at the American Institute for Holy Land Studies. Now, this second lady was an Orthodox Jewess. So they are very strict. And when we visited their home, they were very happy to see us and told us about their religion. Very Orthodox, very strict, fundamental. And by that time, I had written this one, so I presented to them. So Mrs. Carlson sang this Yerushalayim to the tune of How Great Thou Art. And it so moved them to tears. Right. Oh, when they hear about Jerusalem. So that was how it was the first time sung.
Was it ever introduced to the congregation in Singapore?
Oh yeah, I have sung it many times. Especially when I preach on Israel in Calvary Pandan. Then I got these tunes and songs to sing. And that also brought in a lot of high spirit, because it is the words tailored to the theme of my message.
Closely linked to the Holy Land would be in the New Jerusalem.
In the New Jerusalem was written after I heard it sung in Chinese at the funeral of Miss Leona Wu, the principal of Chin Lin Bible School, successor to John Sung. And when they sang it, oh, it was so inspiring. So I came home and I said I must write one on our pilgrimage to New Jerusalem, because whatever words they were singing in Chinese, I cannot remember, but it is something to the effect of meeting one another in heaven. That was at a funeral service. So I wrote this one. The words are all from me in English.
Which year was that, Doctor?
1974.
Subsequently, there were also some of the songs which you have forwarded to me, one of which is All Things Work.
That is very interesting. I went to Saipan at the request of Calvary to make a survey and to report back on the work of Mr. Pang Kok Hiong. I think I know him. And on the way, suddenly they say, on the way Sunday, our plane descended so quick. Instead of Seoul, it came down at Busan. Then they announced that there's a fog in the Seoul or what, that the plane cannot land, so we have to wait in Busan. So we waited there for 3 hours, and we just sat in the plane. Of course, I was very disappointed. I went to hurry back to Singapore. When we came to Seoul, we missed our plane already. So we took another subsequent plane, but waited another some time. So as I sat in a plane, the John Sung tune, la 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 la, came to my mind. So I wrote down, All Things Work Together for Good.
Right.
So, during the wait, I finished my song. And that's how it was written. Because truly all things work together for good, because you cannot help it. You have to sit in Busan for 3 hours. There must be something good out of it, as for Christians. So when we meet with trouble, we don't blame the Lord. We rather say, well, there is something deeper. So that's why I wrote this.
Right.
All things work together for good in Busan. Yeah.
Since we, this song is about your returning trip from Saipan via Seoul, maybe it would be a good time to get you to talk a little bit about how the church was involved in the ministry in Saipan, which was not recorded earlier.
Well, the Lord has used Reverend Pang Kok Hiong, who is my student. He's a graduate from FBC. And he went there in 1992 or 91, about that time. And immediately, the Lord gave him good results. He preached like a John Sung and stressed on the need of being born again. And he confronted these garment workers. They are all women. Few men attend his meetings. By that time, when I visited Kok Hiong, the attendance every Sunday night would be around 120 to 150. Mm-hmm. Now the attendance goes up to 300. Mm-hmm. But at that time, he was already yielding good result, and he was having 100 baptisms at least per year. And when I went to visit the place and to report back his work, I was very, very impressed of what the Lord is doing there. Mm. So this was after the inspection of his work.
Right, Orton's work. The FECCC theme song.
Well, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Mm-hmm. I was that seed being crushed. This was the first year of the life of the college. And we had three students. And after the first year, two students left, so I got only one. And the one happened to be my wife. Ivy, she wanted to run away, but somehow the Lord stopped her. In the light of these circumstances, you can know how pressurized I was. The whole of Singapore was against us. They passed a remark, this young upstart Timothy announces a four-year program granting a degree. At that time, Singapore Bible College had not granted any degree, and we start a younger fellow, a new school, and we announce a degree program. Mm. So the talk of the town was very much against us. So you know how maroon and isolated I became. Mm. Well, it happened that I was traveling to Kuala Lumpur to help a brother to obtain a visa from Taiwan. And this happened to be, it turned out to be my relative, my cousin's husband. Mm. Of course, being a relative, I did my best to go to Kuala Lumpur to get a visa for him. And as our train was going up from Seremban to Kuala Lumpur, that's a steep climb. If you are right, you have ridden the train, or even by car, you know, it's climbing to. So the train was struggling. Mm. And in that mood, I felt also the same. I was struggling for the Lord. It was a very hard life. And then in the circumstance of the train pulling up and struggling very much, I felt myself in the same boat. And so out came this song. Oh, Father, how do you start off?
I think this one that was given to me, which I wanted to clarify, was it's the theme song of FECCC, written by Reverend Scarrow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about FEBC anthem.
Right, so we switch
to FEBC anthem, okay?
All right, sure.
So, O Father, Thou Almighty Art. Mm. Can you look up to the words and read?
I don't have it here.
Oh, the FEBC anthem is not here?
No. It's given to me at FECCC. All scripture, Lord, is...
Oh, never mind. I'll give you that song, FEBC.
All right.
Anthem.
So that was how... The school anthem.
So by the time I reached Kuala Lumpur, the words were written. And then on my way back, I came by way of Malacca. So I went to see my younger brother, Dr. To Siang Yao. He's now retired. He's an elder of New Life. So I showed it to him, and they make one or two corrections, and so the song was written. And I'm very happy and proud of it that our school has our own anthem, but other schools don't have the anthem. Secondly, the tune is very inspiring. It is the anthem of Faith Seminary, the tune. So I use the tune of my mother school's anthem to provoke the writing of our FEBC anthem.
So I gather all these songs were written in a moment of inspiration.
Yeah. They were...
It was never things that you planned for, where you deliberately had to force...
No. It just comes suddenly. Right. Suddenly you get an inspiration. So you quickly put pen to paper and quickly write them.
Mm-hmm. And it just flows?
Yeah, it flows, but of course rather crude, and you keep on polishing. Sometimes it's very, very good, but sometimes you need to polish.
So how frequent were you writing?
It's very hard to say. Sometimes I say, oh, I can never write this time. Yeah. Like when I went to Canada, I went to Toronto.
Yes.
And there was no inspiration at all. But then suddenly, I wrote the song on the Holy Spirit. Learned quite a bit from a writer of songs, the circumstances, and the way that he writes.
What about this FECCC theme song?
This is not written by me, but it's written by Reverend Scarrow.
Yes.
From New Zealand. And he came to attend our Far Eastern Council Third Assembly. The ICCC, International Council, has got many chapters around the world. One in South America, one near the Far East, and one in the Middle East, like that, one in Africa. So, the Far East has Singapore as more or less as its base. And we were a very young church of only 6 years old. We started in 1950, but by 1956, though a very young church, we entertained the whole Far East churches that are in the ICCC to Singapore. And one of them from New Zealand, representing New Zealand, Reverend Scarrow, wrote this while on a plane about the scriptures.
Right.
And when he landed, he handed this to me, and with the tune. So we delight to sing it because it's a very powerful song in defense of the scriptures.
You make reference to lifers in the song, "Is This Our Land, Our Beulah Land?"
That's right.
Now, under what circumstances was this song being written?
Under the pressure for money. We negotiated to buy our Beulah house opposite the church at 10 Gilstead Road in around October 1989, when the deal was struck. And we had to gather 7.2 million to pay for this house. That is inclusive of lawyer's fees and tax and all other things, around 7.2 million. But Life Church had only 2 million. from our reserves. The church had two million reserves, so we need to get 5.2 million in a matter of 6.5 months.
Mm.
And in the course of collecting the funds, the session felt very wobbly and afraid. We must take at least 2 million loan from the church. Because how can you get 5.2 million in 6.5 months? I said, no. I said that is against the teaching I got from my grandfather.
Mm.
My grandfather was a pastor. He told me, grandson, you don't ever borrow money and you never pay interest.
Mm.
So that has been my church policy. Ever since I've been pastor, I refuse to loan any money from the bank and I refuse to pay interest. So on that score, I said to my session members, we must all struggle hard and we must all give really from the bottom of our heart and not just giving something as a show or just to get through the situation. I said, no, we must all give. And so there was one time I got our session, whole session to give our 13th month.
Mm.
And the congregation also followed.
Mm.
Not all, but at least that was the example.
Right.
But still, we were nearing the nearer to the time of payment. I think it was by April the 30th we had to pay. This must be
of the following year.
Yeah, yeah. Follow 1990. Mm-hmm. April 30th we had to pay the whole sum, 7.2 million. We were now about three quarters away. And it was very hard going. Three quarters, the hardest. It's like climbing Mount Everest. So I felt very worked up and very sad. And that got me to write this, the Beulah Land.
Mm. How did it go with the congregation?
Well, not only this song, but another two or three other songs I wrote to inspire them to give.
Mm-hmm.
They are not here, but in my book called Chronicles of Conquest, mm-hmm. it's all there.
Right.
And I'll tell you some experience, the reaction of the congregation. And so I wrote them that if you give your money now, it's worth $1.21, because if you were to pay interest, that is at least you got to pay 21 cents
mm.
for a rather short period. Hypothetically, I work it for them. It touched the heart of the congregation so much that one brother at a prayer meeting like last night came and handed me a check, folded, and I was very nervous to open this check. I said, no, how much? It's a small check.
Right.
When I came up, I said, open, 300,000.
Wow.
Loan. Not give, but loan. But we need the loan.
Mm.
And in fact, our secret weapon was an interest-free loan.
Mm.
So the people brought 3.1 million interest-free loans.
Mm.
Half of them from outside friends. A lot of friends outside support us. They are good friends. They willingly bring.
Mm-hmm.
And the people gave 2 million, 2.1 million. 2.1, 3.1, mix, 5.2. And we had a surplus of something like 80,000.